Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, all right, all right! What's going on? Are you guys ready for historic, helpful Honda Sound Space tonight? Yeah! Now, I don't know if you guys have been hearing us talk about this on K-Rock, but it truly is a historic night we're going to have here tonight because these guys, right, it's their big last hurrah. We've been with them for 23 years here at the world-famous K-Rock. So without further ado, please welcome Sum 41. Make yourselves at home, gentlemen. This is incredible.
Very, very cool.
This is just, give it up, guys.
Unfreaking believable. So I thought before we start, Derek, do you want to make any announcements?
I think I've been getting into trouble with that lately. Causing a lot of problems.
What a wacky week, though. I mean, what was that? We all watched it unfold, of course, and just probably all got a good laugh.
Well, I didn't really watch it unfold because I don't really go on social media. Like, I post and walk. So I didn't really know anything about it, and I started getting text messages. And people are like, dude, Linkin Park? And I'm like, what about him?
Good band.
Yeah. And then it was like Oasis. I'm like... Yeah, well, maybe one day, maybe.
That would have been cool.
And then it just kept coming in. Then people started saying, like, you know, they're doing announcements as well, and it looks like it got into, turned into something. So.
You're like, did I miss an email from Mike?
Yeah. You know?
It's crazy. Well, about, not even 6 months ago, these guys released an album that you may have heard of called Heaven and Hell. And in those 5 months, I mean, it's so incredible. You guys have 2 K-Rock number one hits. Which is just incredible. Dopamine and Landmines. Make some noise for that. And I mean, just to put it in perspective for everybody here tonight and everybody watching online, I mean, you guys are now on the station more than the jocks are per hour. I mean, I am allotted about like 1 minute an hour to say something. Derek's voice is at least heard 3.5 minutes every 60 minutes for the past like 6 months on K-Rock. It is just everywhere. And for good reason, you guys love that record.
Thank you.
Actually, some of the K-Rock bands wanted me to ask you here tonight if you guys have any plans to sort of relinquish power rotation here at K-Rock, give somebody else a chance?
Probably not.
Okay.
Why would we do that?
But let's talk, in all seriousness, let's talk about this record because it is sort of a concept record of sorts, right? Heaven and Hell, it's been well documented. Heaven representing the pop punk side of what you guys do so well. And then, of course, Hell, the more heavier side of Sum 41. And I was really thinking about that when I poured over the record and I was listening to it this year when it came out. And just thinking as a fan of you guys for 23 years, is that tension that's always been there, these two worlds that you guys have sort of so brilliantly and artistically straddled from the jump, you know what I mean? You have on your first lead single, Fat Lip, you're shouting out Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. Mm-hmm. Is that tension what makes you guys so special?
I don't know if we call it tension.
Yeah.
It's our, like, a love for those kinds
of... Yeah, fans of...
Yeah, we're many. Fans of that kind of music and other kinds of music as well. And I think we just... I don't know. I don't think we ever really talked about it or thought about it. We just... did stuff. Even with this record, Heaven and Hell, we didn't say, let's make a double record. The music was just there, and we all collectively listened to it separately, but came up with the same idea and started talking about it. You know, like, what do you think about this? And I was like, that's the same idea I had. And so once we all realized we all have the same idea just from listening to the music that was there, we realized that's, you know, you got to listen to the music.
Yeah, totally. And I thought, you can correct me if I have the story wrong, Derek, but Landmines has one of the coolest backstories of a K-Rock hit that I can think of in recent memory, where you are also, as a, in addition to being the lead singer of Sum 41, a very in-demand songwriter in this town, and somebody came to you and wanted you to write some pop-punk songs, and you actually wrote Landmines initially for someone else.
A few people, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, the whole lockdown thing, and I got a few calls and emails from artists and managers and labels asking if I could work remotely with some other people. And I just thought, and the first they were saying, you know, we're kind of looking for stuff that's leaning pop punk. And I thought, man, I haven't written a pop punk song in 16 years. I don't even know if I could do it. So I thought, well, why don't I sit down and try to write some songs, see if I can, if I still know how to do that. And I wrote about 6 or 7. Landmines was one of the first ones. And once I had all those songs, I was like, I kind of like all these. And I didn't give anything to anybody.
You cannot give those songs away.
So that's how that happened. It was like an unintentional, all of a sudden there was like 7 or 8 pop punk songs and they all made the record, you know, because like I said, didn't give them to anybody.
Totally. And I have to imagine, I've even heard you guys talk about this in other interviews, how this year almost reminds you of 2001 just because your daily itineraries are just out the wazoo. You're going to this radio station, this concert, this tour, right? And if you did bring this tonight, I wanted to show you guys this. This is a program a K-Rock listener brought tonight. Who brought this? This is a K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2001 pamphlet over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A very humble man with a Dodgers hat on. This is incredible. And you guys played this concert. And I just, when you think back to that time period for us longtime fans, what do you remember just about the whirlwind that just took over summer 01 into, of course, Acoustic Christmas?
Just nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always, yeah, it was nonstop. I think the funniest thing that I think back to is that it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. Like, it really just feels like a couple of years ago. But yeah, it was a lot of work and it was a lot of fun and just like everything was happening so fast. It's kind of the only difference now with everything happening so fast and so much going on is that we're old enough to recognize it and take it in, because back then you're just like on to the next thing, on to the next thing, and you kind of forget, you don't take those moments in.
And yeah. Sober enough, too.
And we were very sober.
Good point. Yeah.
That always helps.
Yeah.
I think we played 300.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And you talk about sort of being able to appreciate it now. I'm curious in terms of the timeline of this album, because you announced Heaven and Hell in earnest about like 2.5 years ago. And then about, I think even a year, more than a year, I should say, after that, you announced, you know, this is the big last hurrah. You guys will be disbanding. Did something about this record inform that decision, or was this always the plan?
No, it was never the plan. Nothing was ever thought of with this whole record. Like I said, the songs were by accident. The idea was just a thing that the music spoke to us. And then I think once the record was finished and it was mixed and recorded and the whole thing was done, is when that hit me, I felt like this to me was the record that we've always been trying to make. You know, this encapsulates everything that we've always wanted to do. That's the sound of Sum 41 from the beginning to now. It just kind of made too much sense for this to be the final one.
Yeah. We were talking about 2001 just now, and there's actually the second to last song on Heaven and Hell dates back. It's called It's All Me. Mm-hmm. Dates back all the way to 2003, which blew my mind, that a song can just survive that long and still make its way out to the world.
It was never completed. So it was started for the Chuck album, and it just never got finished. And there's a few riffs and stuff like that that have been kicking around. But that's how songs always, like, there's always leftover stuff from every record that just didn't get finished. And either it gets finished for the next one or it just still gets pushed down the line, and that's kind of what happens all the time.
When you talk about things not getting finished, I'm just so curious, and, you know, open up to the entire band, of course. This being the last hurrah, this, you know, long, beautiful goodbye you've been giving us for, over a year now, is there anything left unfinished for you guys, you know, creatively, artistically, you know, thematically as Sum 41?
As Sum 41? I don't know.
We've done a lot.
Yeah. I mean, to go back to the question about, like, you know, there still are some songs. Like, I know there's a couple half-written songs from Does This Look Infected that I've still never finished. And they'll probably never get finished. I mean, you know, they're just I've gone back to them and I'm like, man, that, I really like that riff, but why can't I get a good chorus for it? And it just sits there, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And when looking ahead, of course, Derek, you've got your book coming out.
Yeah.
October 8th.
Yep.
Pre-order available now. Walking Disaster, right? Also a Sum 41 song. You have so many songs, of course, in the catalog. Why did you go with that title?
I don't know. I think it's just, I mean, it encapsulates, so the title is Walking Disaster, My Journey Through Heaven and Hell. And I think that whole thing explains it all. That's really, I think we can all admit at some points in our lives, we're walking disasters, you know, like there's just moments in our life that we're totally on point, and then sometimes we're a disaster, and it's the heaven and hell of the whole journey.
Totally. And one final question before I get out of your way and we rock this place tonight at K-Rock. Do you guys, you know, heading into these final shows, especially the hometown shows in Toronto, of course, you know, the real final shows, which I think we're sending a K-Rock listener up there. Are they here tonight? Are they here? Is that actually you?
Oh, you just volunteered.
It's you?
Yeah.
You got your passport figured out? All right, good. I wanted to check. This ought to be just special shows, but I'm curious, is there, and it doesn't have to be a band, maybe it's like an actor, or maybe something in art that you've admired their way they've said goodbye, that you thought, wow, if I, you know, when my time comes, when I write my final chapter as Sum 41.
Oh, dude, Denzel in Training Day.
That would rule.
It was so quick, too. It's like, you thought about that.
Oh, yeah. It's been sitting up there for a while.
That is great. Anybody come to mind other than Denzel?
I think that's the one.
That's the one?
I think we walk on that one.
You're in for a hell of a show in Toronto, sir. Yeah.
Well, all right. And tonight. And right now.
Tonight's going to suck. Yeah.
Give it up for Sum 41. We're going to give them a few minutes to get acquainted and rearranged. And thank you guys so much. Guys, make some noise for the band. Thank you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.